All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
The head bone connected to the neck bone. The neck bone connected to the backbone. Oh, hello, mateys. You caught me a-singing again. I was a-singing a song we'll be hearing in today's adventure.
Well, you're just a happy guy, Jonas.
Yes, sirree. I've got the joy of the Lord in my heart, and no one can take that away.
He's got the joy down in his heart.
Where?
Down in his heart.
Where? All right. That's enough. We've got to get rolling in today's adventure. Last week, Patch and his crew sailed to IQ University to visit Derwin Brainford. Apparently, Derwin has gotten mixed up with a group called the APE.
APE spells ape.
Well, you're smart, Bird Brain. Well, anyway, we're about to meet the ape men. Here we go.
We're ready to dock, Captain.
Good, Princess. Sissy Seagull, bring in the sails.
Aye, aye, Captain. Your wish is my command.
Let's hurry ashore and find IQU. Derwin doesn't know it yet, but he needs our help.
Dear fellow apes, as chairman of the local chapter of Ape Men, I'd like to welcome you to our weekly meeting. Since our beloved founder and president, Professor Lamborghini, has strangely disappeared, we have flown in a very special substitute speaker. He is none other than Dr. Demas Mephisto, Vice President of Ape Men International. Let's give him our traditional Ape Man welcome.
Thank you. I so appreciate that warm greeting. Even though Dr. Lamborghini is not here to lead us today, shall we all stand for our pledge of allegiance? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ape men, boo, boo, boo. We are smart, smarter than you. Evolution must be true. Ape men, boo, boo, boo.
Do you believe?
Yes, we believe.
Do you really believe?
Yes, we really believe.
Very good. Professor Lamborghini would be pleased. You may be seated. As I traveled, it is so exciting to feel a special bond with ape men all over the world. We share a common faith, and that faith can be summed up in one glorious word.
Evolution!
Yes. Yes, fellow believers. Though we have not seen it, though we cannot prove it, still, we believe it.
Yes.
That's right.
And now, if I may have your undivided attention. Derwin, make sure that all the doors to this auditorium are locked.
Yes, Dr. Mephisto.
As you already know, tomorrow is the annual meeting of Ape Men International, right here on the campus of IQU. I've been waiting to surprise everyone with my latest proof for evolution.
What is it?
We can't wait, Doctor.
Finally, we have proof.
Please show us, Doctor.
We ape men have preached for many years that man evolved from the monkey. 2 weeks ago, while I was visiting the city zoo, I made a startling discovery.
Please tell us.
Cousin Fred, come, stand by me here at the podium.
Look, he's talking to that monkey sitting in the first row.
Cousin Fred, come here, now.
That monkey's not moving.
Cousin Fred, here's a nice ripe banana.
That monkey's going now.
That's a good cousin. Here's your banana. Stay down, Cousin Fred.
Stay down, Cousin Fred. Well, I think I'll just hold Cousin Fred while he eats his banana. You'd better not get any banana on my suit. Notice carefully that Cousin Fred's hair color is the same as mine.
What a striking resemblance.
Also, observe that Cousin Fred has two eyes, two hands, two legs, and chews with his mouth open. I think you'll agree the resemblance is amazing.
Yes, I can see it. Yes.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb to propose to you. I believe with all of my heart that Cousin Fred is my 42nd cousin twice removed on my mother's side. What's that noise?
Someone is pounding on the door, sir.
Well, send them away. I haven't even finished my first point.
Yes, sir.
Ahoy, mate.
Captain Patch.
Will you please step outside and be quiet?
Yes, Dr. Mephisto.
As I was saying, although I just met Cousin Fred 2 weeks ago, I feel like I've known him all my life.
What a surprise. It's great to see all of you. What are you doing here?
Your parents asked us to stop by and see how you were doing.
I'm doing great, but I sure miss Mom and Dad.
They miss you too.
What's going on in the auditorium?
It's a weekly meeting for science students.
Can we go in and listen? I love science.
Better not. The speaker doesn't like interruptions. Let's just go down these stairs and have a seat in the lobby over by the big blue whale.
Wow, it's a big one.
What a super-duper-double-whammy-whopper!
Is that whale alive?
No, Pixie. Professor Lamborghini had him mounted so the science students could study him. We call him Big Blue.
Do you think something that hugey-woogey could have swallowed Jonah?
Are you kidding? Just last week I climbed up inside that whale. There's enough room inside Big Blue for all of us to fit, with room to spare.
Oh, me, oh, my! Oh, Scary Harry! Look at that monster over there!
It's all right, Sissy. Those are just bones.
Wow, it's a big one.
What is it, Derwin?
That's the skeleton of a dinosaur called Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It's taller than a house. And those teeth are bigger than my shoes.
Oh, I think I'm catching the shivery quiveries.
I'm gonna ride the dinosaur.
Oh, no! Princess is climbing on the dinosaur skeleton.
Get her off. It's very fragile.
Giddy up, horsey. Giddy up, horsey.
Quick, Sissy. Grab Princess before...
Uh-oh. It's just a pile of bones now.
Princess, I have a bone to pick with you.
Horsey bro.
I'm terribly sorry, Derwin. What are we going to do?
Oh, don't worry. All the bones are numbered. If all of you can help me, we'll just put it back together.
Oh, boy, Tinker Toys.
Come on, crew. Let's all work together.
Dem bones, dem bones, dem, the dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem, the dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem, the dry bones, now see the work of the Lord. Let's connect them bones, them, a dry bones, let's connect them bones, them, a dry bones, let's connect them bones, them, a dry bones, now see the work of the Lord.
The toe bone connected to the foot bone.
The foot bone connected to the heel bone.
The heel bone connected to the leg bone. The leg bone connected to the knee bone. The knee bone connected to the thigh bone.
A walk around them bones, you step. A walk around them bones, you step. A walk around, now see the work of the Lord. Disconnect them, a dry bones, disconnect them, a dry bones, disconnect them, a dry bones, now see the work of the Lord.
The thigh bone.
connected from the foot bone.
The foot bone connected from the toe bone.
See the work of the Lord.
Them bones, them bones, them bones, the dry bones, them bones, them bones, them bones, the dry bones, them bones, them bones, them bones, the dry bones. Now see the work of the Lord. Them bones, them bones, them bones, the dry bones, them bones, them bones, them bones, the dry bones. Dry bones, now see the work of the Lord.
Now see the work of the Lord.
Now see the work of the Lord.
He's all back together again.
That dinosaur's as good as new.
Well, not quite as good as new. He's a mere skeleton of his former self.
Thanks for your help, Derwin.
No problem, Pixie.
Horsey not broke anymore.
Now, Derwin, is there anything we can do to help you?
Funny you should ask, Captain. There sure is.
What's wrong?
Well, it's pretty serious.
What is it?
Well, aren't we terrible? We're going to make you wait until next week to find out what Derwin needs help with.
Pretty mean, Jonas. Pretty mean. We'll be back right after this.
Patch the Pirates recordings give your family Christian character-building songs that will last a lifetime. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send you free information about this unique and creative musical ministry for kids. Today's adventure, The Evolution Revolution, teaches that God is the creator. Climb on board for a life-changing adventure. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH today.
Today we had a song about bones, and now here's a song about your teeth. Your teeth today, Ahab?
Hello, parrots don't have teeth.
Well, don't you have some kind of beak brush or something?
A beak brush? Stop it, Jonas, you're killing me.
Well, how do you keep your beak clean?
I rub it on your shirt.
I shouldn't have asked that. Well, mateys, on that note, I think it's time to wind down for today. Join us next week for our adventure when Pat and crew get into the thick of their mission. So long, mateys.
Come join our crew. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH to find out how you can have Patch the Pirate adventures in your home all the time. Kids love them. That's 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Or log on the web at www.patchthepirate.org.